Must be.
Questions? Table two?
Okay. Well, table two, feel free to jump in if I miss anything. We followed pretty closely. First, we talked about why globalization, and we talked about it's market driven right now, mainly from the capital markets. We talked about it being a challenge and also a possible threat. When we talked about the word globalization, some of the members of the table and feel that it really is a threat to almost national sovereignty to globalize, pulling us out of our comfort zones, so to speak. One thing we talked about also was the difference between international and global. And we really do have different definitions of international versus global. Global being much broader and probably even a bigger threat than just international, which is just probably trade between two nations. In value-added activities, one of the things we think are going to be crucial in the years to come is the dealing with intangibles and getting away from fixed assets and dealing with a lot of the patent issues and things like that. We also talked about that even if countries harmonize or standardize, you are not going to get the same information. Even if everybody goes to IA standards, you're still not going to get the same information. We talked about working together, getting people involved. How can we work together? Part of the problem is faculty just aren't willing to get out there and learn more about international, learn more about globalization. And we decided that at our table we are really preaching to the choir. We are the ones that are interested in this, and the whole room is interested in this, but that's not necessarily true of all of our colleagues. So getting them involved is probably one of the things that we thought we want to work on a little bit more. So that's it. Did I miss anything? Okay, great. Thank you.
Any questions?
Table three. Well, our table addressed universal